It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Monday, morning motivation. I love
Monday,
to say it.
Monday.
I know that's like... What was that? Oh, that's the one. No,
Mama's
not, not rainy days and Mondays.
No.
I was thinking, that's not
rainy
very motivating.
Days and
yes.
Mondays.
No.
Oh.
That's always get me down.
Oh,
we're here to bring you up. We're here to encourage you today. This is the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. We're glad you're joining us today. We got all kinds of things in store for today and also things that we don't even know about yet because you're going to help us. And here's how.
We're so glad that you're here, but we don't know that you're here and we want to give you a hi there and hello. So let us know you're here by typing in your chat box. That's right. No matter what venue you're watching on, YouTube, Facebook, the website, maybe you're listening by podcast, give us a little message, type in your chat box, let us know where you're tuning in from this morning, and if you would please, let us know what is in your cup. That's right. We care about what you're drinking, and we also care about how we can pray for you, how we can love you, and how we can encourage you today. So this is very interactive. In fact, if you're just tuning in and you're wondering what in the world you found, you found the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa, and we want to love you. That's right. You can't make us stop. We love you like crazy.
You can't make me.
We want to know how we can encourage you by the word, how we can encourage you by prayer. It's not an interruption. If you type out your prayer request, we will stop and pray right then.
That's right.
Let's jump over to the chat box. It looks like Lynn in the house. Lynn and I just ran. We just ran from prayer and intercession into the Good Morning Show because we went a little bit over because it was good this morning. Lynn loves the Mario Brothers theme this morning. She's at Action Safety Supply in Oklahoma City, and she's got Folgers and honey in her cup. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Robin Woodard from Fort Knox, Kentucky. She's drinking vanilla macadamia nut coffee with half and half in her cup this morning, and she said, amazing message yesterday, Melissa. Thank you, Robin.
It was a really good message. I mean,
thank
Palm
you.
Sunday and everything, you know, talking about the triumphal entry of Jesus. And I think you brought a different perspective that you can read right over it sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, where did all these people come from?
Well,
and why are they wishing? Why are they wishing Jesus well as he's coming into the city? And it's not what you think. And so it was really cool.
Thank you.
Great job.
Pastor Daniel Rogers.
Good morning,
he's
buddy.
Imbibing in Kroger 100% Colombian black because he's fancy.
Yeah.
In Elkins, West Virginia. He says, congrats to Brett's ordination recommendation.
Yes.
We are a very proud parents of not just Brett, but we have two associates that were also recommended. Thank you, Daniel, for noticing and congratulating us. We are feeling so blessed right now.
Yeah, and it's especially, I mean, you might have heard the news from last week. The church at Lafayette in Lexington, Kentucky, voted and approved for Brett and Taylor to be their senior pastors of the church there now. So it's like a big year.
There's
a lot going on.
Yeah. MK is here just down the street in Shelbyville, Kentucky. You say, what is she down the street from? She's down the street from us.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good morning, MK.
The Good Morning Show studio is 2 miles or so away from MK's house. She's having decaf Starbucks blend with half and half. That's delicious.
Amen.
Dawn was running too. We ran from one thing to another. And Dawn says, here we go. Good morning from the cold and windy Oklahoma panhandle this morning.
Yeah.
Our friend Daniel Arnson.
Good morning,
and
buddy.
Archdale or High Point. I'm not sure which place you're tuning in from, Daniel, but we say good morning, North Carolina.
Morning.
We love you, Daniel. And MK says, such a good message yesterday. Thank you. Thank you. In the presence of the Lord, our worship has just been not ours, but like the worship has just been incredible. And the Spirit of God has just fallen so heavily week after week. We're seeing his presence. We're seeing his presence just come and linger. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Janice says, good morning from Spring, Texas. She's drinking Orange Spark in her cup.
Good morning,
we
Janice.
We love you, Janice. I can't wait to hug you. Rachel says, hi all from Elkins, West Virginia. She's drinking Walmart Donut Shop. Donut Shop coffee is pretty good, you all. Dawn says, I haven't had time to brew my coffee yet, so I'm drinking instant coffee. Is that even real coffee? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It counts. It absolutely does. Instant coffee was created for our soldiers overseas that they could still enjoy coffee without a coffee maker. So instant coffee absolutely
counts.
Cup of
Joe.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Roger Randall's in the house from Topeka, Kansas. He says it's a rainy day in Kansas. He's drinking orange creamsicle protein shake.
So maybe Roger's singing Rainy Days and Mondays.
That may be it. Otis says, you know I'm here. I'm just very shy and withdrawn. Wow, that is absolutely not true. Otis is the jokester, and also he is a personal encouragement to me. He come to me on the platform yesterday, the first to encourage me, yeah. And I needed it, Otis. I needed it.
Could you imagine Roger Randall and Otis Woodard in the same room?
No.
That'd be crazy.
Hey, Pastor D. Boyd. Good morning. She's coming to us from the nation of Texas with some more community coffee breakfast blend. I love the nation of Texas. We're going to come see you very soon, sweet sister. I love you so much. Thank you for your faithfulness to lead prayer in all seasons, in the easy times, the hard times, the comfortable times, the awkward times. Thank you for your tenaciousness to continue leading prayer and calling all of us to do that. Yes. We love you, Dee.
Amen.
Daniel's drinking a gallon of water, not a cup, not a pint, not a quart, a gallon, you all.
Right.
And Rachel Rogers calling out her man. Hey, you beat me to it, she said this morning. I bet on the congratulations, Daniel and Rachel. Love you guys. Roger says, if you ever see me running, you better run too. Yeah, there's some people, and I'm one of them people now, that if you see me running, something really bad's happening. Oh, man. Chris Beck in the house. Happy Monday, she says. Awesome spirit morning, and Chris. Message yesterday. Our God is an awesome God. He sure is. Hallelujah. Amen. Monica says, good morning and good news. My sister-in-law's friend we prayed for last week in ICU with sepsis was released to go home Friday.
Yay,
hallelujah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
that's
you, awesome. Jesus. The power of prayer and a faithful God, faithful to the end. Thank you.
I think we have hearts maybe we could send up for that. Yeah, a little celebration, a little confetti. That's great. We celebrate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Janice says, all of my favorite people are here. Dee and I are running also. That's right. Dee and Janice and Lynn, the whole gang's in the house.
Amen.
So Lynn says, I just have to share with you guys why I wasn't here last week. I had a medical procedure last Monday and pathology came back benign and genome testing shows no indicator of preemptive cancers. Hallelujah. Again, thank you, Jesus Christ, for your healing touch.
Amen.
We love you and we praise you. Dawn says, shout out to the Turpin youth who got back from the retreat in Colorado. They had an incredible awesome. God encounter there. Go light a fire in your school this week.
That's
amen.
So cool.
And Robin is praising the Lord with Lynn and agreeing with Roger. Wow, you guys, so much going on this Monday morning. It is so good to be with the believers, the family of God. And also, if you're not a believer and you're not considered someone who maybe considers yourself in the family of God, we love you and welcome you. And we want you to know we are here for you. We are not here just for a certain group, but we're here to bring encouragement to everyone. And we also get encouraged by it. So
thanks for
hanging out with us.
Yeah. So what's in our cup this morning? We got a little blend, a little mixture.
I did a little mixy mix.
We kind of do that whenever we get close to the end of a bag and maybe don't have enough beans to grind for a full pot.
Yeah.
So what have you done today?
I was out at the end of shortbread from Winans. And shortbread cookie. And so I mixed shortbread cookie half and half with a cinnamon bun. And that's what you're drinking. So you're drinking cinnamon and shortbread cookie.
Cinnamon bun and shortbread cookie.
That's it.
So a couple of bakery items there.
Well, you should like that. You've been requesting the cinnamon bun. And so it's not bad, is it?
No, it's really good. Have we done one of these in a long time?
We haven't. Oh, no. Here we go.
Good. All right. Is it good? I think so.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't tell you. What do I got to do?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Just stop. You just get a screenshot.
Oh, yeah. We just do a 3, 2, 1. There we go.
I don't.
I was like, well, what do I do now? Oh, drink the coffee. Play the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Play the movie.
You know,
Chris says yummy. You know what's yummy, Chris? Here's what's yummy. Somebody who loves me very much asked their man to give some venison to someone else.
Yeah.
Was that cryptic?
Yeah. No.
Chris Loves Me had her husband, Scott, make up some venison or probably just pull it out of the freezer of his venison stock. And they willingly shared with Pastor Melissa and Pastor Terry Wright. And now I have venison in my freezer and I'm very happy.
It was
yummy.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, you know, and I mentioned yesterday that we always like to take the venison, the ground venison, and then add pork burger to it to make our burgers. And some of those were the best grilled burgers that we've ever had because the pork adds a little bit of fat into the really
lean
venison and gives it a good flavor. Yeah. And, it's really good.
We better not talk about food. Hey, good morning, sis. Taylor Jewell in the house this morning. And
good
you know
morning.
What that means. Good morning, Asher. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning,
Mimi
Asher.
And Pop loves
Riley
you so much.
And Taylor.
And Taylor, too. I love you, Taylor Jewell. Yes. Roger says, testimony time. Here it is. Last week, we prayed for favor with our water department, and we received favor. They lowered our bill by $1,500.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That is
praise
so cool.
You, Jesus. Here we go with a celebratory reaction. Woo!
Woo!
And I want to say this. Our God hears and answers. Our God is a faithful God. This morning, we have heard two testimonies of two answered prayer that we all agreed together on the Good Morning Show last week.
Amen.
I know the power of prayer is real because we have a faithful Father who loves to hear and answer and move on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful, wonderful testimony.
Amen.
So, thank you. I just want to say special good morning to Pastor Scott Jones.
Good morning,
he's
buddy.
At New Philadelphia, Ohio, at the New Philadelphia Church of the Nazarene. He actually has a little Starbucks in his
That's
coffee
good.
Cup this morning.
There you go.
Yay!
We miss you, buddy.
Yay! And Chris is saying it's my pleasure. I'm so pleased. Thank you, Chris. You're the best.
And Monica's got it a little look. The emoji, the deer emoji, deer.
Yeah, I know not everybody loves venison, but that's something that both Terry and I have grown up eating, and we don't have a source anymore since both of our daddies are in heaven. And so I'm very grateful for Chris and Scott Beck. I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christine.
When it's prepared right, I mean, it can be very tasty. Mm-hmm. I remember, like you mentioned, my dad used to make those snack sticks, like beef sticks, venison sticks, you know, the kind of round, like a Slim Jim kind
well,
of,
Scott,
but better.
Scott Beck makes... And my Uncle Jim always made venison summer sausage.
Yeah.
So good.
That,
so
we had that too.
So good.
Good stuff.
So look who's on. Our sweet friend Kim from Krispy Kreme in Louisville,
morning.
Kentucky. We miss you. We missed you yesterday. We love you. So glad I got to see you Friday. And she says she's at the dentist. We will pray right now. We love you. Father, thank you for bringing peace to Kim. Bringing rest to her spirit. The dentist is a hard place to go. So, Father, I pray there be no pain and everything would be wonderful and well and healthy and whole. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Kim is such an encourager. We've mentioned this so many times. And I thought, you know, when we originally talked about how when we had moved our church location, merged with Southern Hills, and we were down farther away, but it was now kind of out of our way to go through there.
Yeah.
And we say, you know what? That's a ministry field for us. We really feel like that.
Yeah.
But I know that Kim, she sees it the same way. She's got a ministry field.
She
Every
does.
Time she opens that drive-through window or meets somebody at the counter, mm-hmm. she's always smiling, always greeting everybody, sharing the love. And it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah. You know,
you can't duplicate
Kim,
that.
Kim, we hear her when she doesn't know, like we were behind a car in the
drive-through
and we heard her in her loving encouragement, just loving on complete strangers every day. She is so authentic. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if she knows you. Every car, every person, every customer, she is just so consistent with her love. She's so consistent with her attitude of just sunshine and cheerfulness.
Yeah.
And that is so needed in our world. So thank you, Kim.
Yeah, thank you. She's saying love you back.
Yeah, so get this. Good morning, Dave Ramsey in Danville, Ohio. He's got just a few minutes with us in his black coffee. Buddy,
morning,
thanks
buddy.
For hanging out with us.
Thanks for the encouraging words yesterday, too.
So, text. Rachel is reminding us there is a connection here besides Kentucky for Pastor Scott Jones and Pastor Rachel and Daniel Rogers. And that is Rachel and Daniel were associates at New Philadelphia. That was their first full-time associate position.
Isn't that awesome?
And then they came to, I think Decatur first was after that, or maybe before, I'm not sure. And then they came to Kentucky, and Scott came from Ohio to Kentucky, and we're all in the Kentucky district together. And then Scott goes back to Ohio and the Rogers go back to West Virginia. But the Church of the Nazarene denomination and community is so small. It's always just a couple degrees of separation.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now Pastor Scott is pastoring the church where Pastor Daniel was the associate at. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
I love that connection.
Yeah.
And if you're confused on that, I don't think I could repeat it. Hey, good morning, Pastor Bobby Patton. We love you. So good to see you this morning from
Louisville,
Kentucky, on his way to ordination. Woo!
That's right.
It was such a good weekend.
Let's see, 9th, 10th, 11th, June 11th, they'll be ordained.
I'm so
along
excited.
With Angie McGarry.
Yep, and Brett Wright.
Yeah.
And
we're
Neil
missing Angie
Kyle.
And Tracy this morning.
Yeah, Angie and Tracy, they might be listening. They just aren't typing.
Right,
so
right.
A very special good morning
yes,
to the McGarrys.
Yes.
And Bobby says, did I miss something?
He just said he's drinking coffee and on their way to work.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal.
Yeah, no, there was one up here. Lynn is praying for
Janice. She,
Janice's nickname, Squishy.
Yeah. Yep.
Continuing to pray for your driving and recovery.
Yeah.
We need you to be mobile to go out and leave puddles of
Amen.
Holy Spirit everywhere.
Amen. Amen. So Taylor's on here. I don't know if she has the ability to because she's working and also watching babies. But they had Dr. Rob McCorkle and
yes.
Corey Jones had fire school this weekend. Their inaugural, let me see if I can get that right, fire school in several years at Taylor's Church in Redemption City, Columbus, Ohio. They had an incredible fire school. There was such a powerful presence of the Lord moving there. And so what a beautiful set of services. We got to watch a little bit. I got to watch from FaceTime. My son-in-law FaceTimed me from the stage so I could watch for a little while. And it was powerful. So really excited about that. And just want to put this bug in your ear. The next fire school ministry is coming to Louisville, Kentucky. That's right. City Hope Church on November 8th and 9th. We'll be hosting Corey Jones, Dr. Rob McCorkle for fire school. It's going to be an incredible time. It's for everyone. People will be coming from all over. And so I want to get those dates out now. We will be getting posters probably out this week because I know it feels like November's far away, but it's going to be here
so
quick.
Start promoting it real soon. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and I mentioned it yesterday in church about the National Day of Prayer, you know, coming up on May 2nd.
Yeah.
The first Thursday of May every year. And it's the National Day observed all throughout. And so we always do like a 13-hour day of prayer and have every hour have somebody different. And somebody after church said, wow, you're really shooting out there. And I was like, no, because next week is April. It'll be here in less than 40 days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's a little bit
really?
More than a month away.
Haven't looked at a calendar lately, have
Taylor we? Ranks their fire school intensive 1 million out of 10.
Yeah.
Is that a million? Hang on.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, 1 million out of 10. I love it. So get this. Lynn says she's got it on her calendar. Lynn, I heard this week, I think I should not say this, but I'm totally going to. Jay and Judy are coming down for that. Rob and Cindy, of course, Corey. D is coming. I'm declaring and proclaiming that in Jesus' name, up from Fort Worth. We are going to have quite Taylor and almost all of the worship team that was there at fire school this weekend in Columbus is coming down 3 hours to be with us again in Louisville. It's going to be almost like a mini reunion to prayer conference is what I'm proclaiming.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to see family from all over. It's going to be powerful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So excited.
Scott's sending a little shout out saying incredibly plump for Brett. Our son who's now taking pastoring.
I wish he was
there
on this morning so he could say thank you, but we will thank you all for him and to say we're truly honored that our son is going to be ordained in June. Very honored.
Yeah.
We're really pumped as well.
Yes.
Brett is Kidron's pastor now. I love
Kidron
that.
Is
Who
Scott
would have
Jones'
thought that
son.
When we first met that Brett would eventually be Kidron's pastor? Oh, I love how our God works too. I didn't think about that.
That
makes me emotional.
Yeah,
thank
that's so
you,
good.
Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we are. Here we are. The Good Morning Show. You are tuning in to The Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. We're so glad you're here. We want to talk with you. This is a very interactive show. We kind of have a loose agenda, but the truth is we end up talking about whatever you all want to talk about. We have had some incredible numbers in the last couple weeks. And so we just need to stop and very humbly say thank you. Thank you for honoring us with your time. Thank you for honoring us with your presence, your prayer requests. Thanks for trusting us to pray with you. That's a huge honor for us. We do not take it lightly that you've chosen to spend a few minutes with us. Some of you stay the whole hour. Some of you spend just a few minutes, but whatever it is, we just want to say we're very, very grateful for you. We're grateful for our time together. We love to pray with and for you and encourage you by the word. You truly matter to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so you matter to us. He loves you. And so we love you. Even if we don't know you personally, we love you so very much. Thanks for tuning in.
Amen. We have the, if you saw in the countdown intro, we've got the Mario Brothers, Mario, I guess.
What was that
game,
from?
Game thing. Well, it was just a little Mario thing. It was
throwback. I saw it, but I mean, is it like a anniversary of Mario or something today?
No. It was just something fun, but I thought, you know, a lot of the people that are probably tuning in right now, we all remember the first time we probably played, you know, Super Mario Brothers or that kind of a thing. And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool because the kids nowadays, it's like there's all these retro game units and things like that. And the standards, they've stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love to play Mario?
Well, I will never forget the first time I ever saw it and played it.
Was it on an arcade or on a home
system? No, it was on a home system that my friend Carol Smirchek had. Carol and I went to Fairlawn Church of the Nazarene together before my family moved over to Lakeview Church of the Nazarene. And when we were kids on Sunday afternoon, we would go to one another's house and play and then come back to church on Sunday night and go home with our parents. And Carol had three older brothers and they had this thing called Nintendo Game System.
Yeah.
And I'd never in my life heard of it or seen it. And they had Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And it was the coolest thing.
Well, I put it up on the screen. This was our countdown screen this morning. And, you know, you're up there jumping up on, you know, going to get get the giant size out of that question mark box a lot of times so you could go big. And the funny thing was, is that when I first saw it, I didn't ever see a Mario game. It was Donkey Kong.
Oh.
And Mario was in the Donkey Kong game, right? He had the little sledgehammer and he would go through and break the barrels.
I'd forgotten.
Donkey Kong would throw down the whole little, what would you call it?
I'd forgotten that's where Mario and Luigi came from.
Yeah. And
oh,
so
my gosh.
That was my first exposure. And it was an arcade game, a stand-up arcade. And it was at D&H Tapes. I've talked about it before down there where I used to buy my cassette tapes and stuff and albums. And they had a whole bunch of video games. They had all the classics.
Huh.
You know, and the Donkey Kong was the first one.
That's so cool.
Did I say Donkey Kong?
Badonkadonk. Anyway. Is that what you're going for?
It came out that way. I wasn't trying to say it. I said but Donkey Kong.
Look,
you know?
Larry Buckby's on here, and he said D&H Tapes, Terry.
Yeah,
so
see,
where he was first acquainted with Super Mario.
We would play. They had that one there. They had Dragon's Lair, which was a... it was Don Bluth, the guy who animated The Little Mermaid for Disney. Created, and he was a knight, and he would fight different things, and he was supposed to rescue the princess, but it was on a laser disc. I mean, like an actual big laser, you know, record size, not CD, laser disc. So every one of those game systems had a laser disc player built in, and you would do prompts that would go to another chapter to lead you on through the game.
And Larry said they had Tron also.
Tron was the other one.
Oh, listen here, Taylor. Beth is on this morning, Brett and Taylor. So Taylor, so many people are congratulating you and Brett this morning. Daniel, Rachel Rogers, Pastor Scott Jones is on congratulating you. So many congratulations coming, Taylor, to you and Brett this morning.
Yes.
Not only for lead pastor position at Lafayette, but also for ordination. So just, I wanted you to know that, sis, so many people are honoring you guys this morning. And she says, thank you, Rachel. We're so excited and honored. Praying you all are doing well. Taylor's so sweet. Yeah. That's our daughter-in-law, our daughter-in-love. It's so easy to love her. I love her so much. Don says, prayers for my son-in-law who will have surgery Wednesday. I'm traveling tomorrow to go help my daughter with our four grandkids. So here it is. Right now, Jesus, we bring to you Don's son-in-law. Lord, we thank you for touching his body, for healing him from head to toe. We thank you for writing his cells. We thank you for giving him life and vitality. And Father, we are praying for life in his spirit. I'm praying, Father, that your Holy Spirit would soften his heart and draw draw him so near that he couldn't help but give you all the praise and glory for his wholeness, that he would speak and give testimony of you as his Savior. I'm praying for Dawn as she is helping her daughter with the grandkids. Lord, I pray you would be so present in that house this week.
Yes.
By your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Look at all this. Pastor Scott says Dragon's Lair. Love that game.
Yeah.
Roger says Atari 2600.
Yeah.
Had Pong on it.
The Atari 2600 had all the Mario stuff.
Yep.
It had, you could get different ones.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders was another that they had. Yeah.
Yep.
Correct.
Boy, we are showing our age.
Well, you know, and it's one of those things where, well, like this. Here, there's Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that's
and
so cool.
So there's Mario right there in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, wow. That looks so antiquated now.
Yeah.
And that was the coolest thing in the world going for us back then.
And the funny thing is that now, like Minecraft and others, they're emulating that pixelated look.
Yeah.
At this time, it was like 8-bit, if that, on the technology. So they really didn't have the ability.
When you geek out like this, I start to feel a little stupid because I don't understand some of the things you're saying. Your tech language. Also, your seat is now underneath my behindy. Because you pushed it over. And so I wonder if you just want to be really close to me today.
I do.
Or if it's an accident.
I do. I know. It's not. There are no accidents. In fact, I would just give you this here.
Oh,
yeah. I do want to be closer to you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Daniel says retro Nintendo is coming back and the old stuff is not cheap. You know, we wanted to kind of invest in maybe check out some old games. I just
wanted to get a Nintendo 64 because it's got, you know, Mario Kart Racing and all the others, because ours went bad. Power supply went out.
So
and
pricey.
And it's expensive
so
to try
pricey.
To find replacements for.
Yeah. You know what I want? I don't even want to go back as far as you guys. I want a Wii with the sports.
Oh, Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
Yeah.
I used to work out to that when I first started losing weight, and I'm doing that again now, losing weight, trying. It's coming off. It's just slow. But I loved the kickboxing, and I loved the walking programs they had. And that is another thing that is through the roof expensive.
Yeah.
And so old gaming systems are pricey, Daniel. It's like retro is where it's at. So well, everybody knows
they're
that.
They're bringing up Ms. Pac-Man right now. Think about Pac-Man was like the first one.
Yeah.
But Ms. Pac-Man, I think, was probably even more successful, more popular to a lot of people.
Listen to Dawn. Dawn said she found an original Pong game console at a yard sale and she bought it. She said her grandkids thought it was neat. That's where you get them, right?
Yeah.
A garage sale or a yard sale.
Yeah, because Pong was, I believe, the first of the home consoles.
So my aunts and my uncles, my dad has two brothers, there's three boys, and my aunt, his little sister, they had Atari Pong at grandma and granddad's in the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that's the first place I played Pong in Atari.
Yeah. That's funny.
Isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you realize I'm closer to my aunt's age than I am. I mean,
right,
because
right. Like Baylor is to Asher and Riley and Jed.
Yep, it's true.
Awesome.
So Rachel says, I would play Diddy Kong Racing with her brothers in the late 90s.
Diddy Kong Racing was the bomb. That was one of the other ones that I
never
really liked.
Played that one. That
really?
One. Well, no, I was already grown up having kids and I was moving on with life. I wasn't like still playing at that point in my life because I'm an old lady.
Well, Diddy Kong Racing, actually, it came out for the
Nintendo 64.
64.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the place where, you know, you always had a lot of different games. They had the Diddy Kong Racing, Mario Kart. They just the Super Mario 64 was an improvement over the regular Mario. And so a lot of fun stuff from those, you know, killing time in a good positive way to just have a little competition with your friends and your family. And so
Lynn says, thank you, Lynn. Keep it up, Melissa. I've lost 20 pounds since the first of the year. Go, Lynn.
Yeah.
She said it isn't easy, but what care you are giving to the temple of God, it's important
That's
for
so
us
good.
To take care of our temples. I was just tired of feeling the way I was feeling. I tried a couple different things and now I'm doing a major reset and I found something I think that's working. I'm feeling pretty great. And I've lost, well, I'm not really supposed to be weighing in the first 30 days of what I'm doing, mm-hmm. but I totally have. I've lost over 8 pounds and I'm just excited to keep going. This is my I'm starting my third week.
Well, and you actually started another regimen into your routines. I almost grabbed it off the kitchen counter. I was going to bring it in case you wanted to talk about it, your element.
So I'm not sponsored. This is totally unsolicited, but I am doing a program, a 30-day reset. I will probably, just depending at the end of 30 days, determine if I'll go another 30 days. But one of the things I have to do is make sure I'm getting enough electrolytes. And so I have added once a day Element, L-M-N-T, to my water. And that makes sure that I'm getting plenty of electrolytes without any sugar. It's no carb or very, like less than a carb. If some of them do have carbs in it, there's no sugar. There's no a lot of added extra stuff. But this is an electrolyte drink mix. And part of the problem is if we just drink water and we don't add something to the water occasionally, we will kind of dilute what we need in the way of minerals. And so this helps keep us balanced. And yes, I am on Element daily now.
And it's salty.
Yeah.
Right. That's their stay salty.
It's electrolyte.
Kind of
and it's a salt. And so you can have it really salty by just mixing it with a little water, a little less salty by mixing it with like a medium amount. And they tell you how to mix it on the container.
Yeah.
And then I add mine to about 32 ounces of water and ice. And it's delicious.
I tried the watermelon one, and it was great. It tasted like if you put salt on your watermelon, then you it tasted like that. It had a really good flavor. And there's other flavors that you're kind of like, take it or leave it. But
I'm not going to say yet what I'm doing because it causes all kinds of like, what are you doing kind of stuff. And so I'm being a little covert with actually what I'm doing, but I know this, I'm already feeling a million times better, and just two full weeks, and I'm noticing such an incredible difference. The scales say I've only lost 8 pounds, but my clothes are saying much more than that already, just two weeks in.
Well, Lynn says her doctor recommended LMNT, mm-hmm. Element, mm-hmm. And she said, great choice. And Rachel's asking, where do you get it from?
So you can get it online, and I do not have a discount code, but I bet y'all probably be coming up with one.
There you go.
And so you guys can go to just put in LMNT on Google or Bing or whatever you use as your search engine, and you can go to their website. I think they're running right now. If you get a pack, you can get another free sample pack. Mm-hmm. And we have tried a bunch of different flavors. Every single one of them we've loved except for one, and that is the chocolate. And that's because they encourage you to put chocolate or chocolate mint in your hot drinks like cocoa or tea or coffee. It's still salty tasting because it is electrolytes. There's a ton of sodium and potassium in it. Let me tell you something. That's not good in coffee. I just want to say that.
Well, Dee is also encouraging you.
Thank
saying,
you.
Go, Melissa. So happy for you.
This is Dawn's field. She is a health coach. She loves helping people create healthy habits. And so this is good. We're talking about good stuff here this morning. And so you get it online, Rachel. And Larry has been on a fasting regimen, 18-hour fast, 6-hour eating window. And he's down 30 pounds. Congratulations, Larry.
Wow, that's so good.
You know, everybody is so different. I want to speak to this. We all have to kind of figure out what works for our body in the season we're in. What I did to lose, I lost 97 pounds when I was 34 and 35 years old. I did that just by counting calories and staying under a calorie ceiling and then exercising, moving more and eating less, period. That does not work for me now because I'm at a different age in my life. I'm at a different stage in my life hormonally. I have had to change what I'm putting in my body for fuel. And I have to consider what I'm putting in my body is fuel for my body.
Yeah.
So it gives you a different perspective about food that is not easy, but by the fruit of the Holy Spirit of the living God, we can have self-control. And the Lord is helping. Nobody loves to hear that, but it is incredibly helpful. And I'm feeling so good that it's hard to go back and just put stuff in my body that doesn't fuel my body now. So I want to try to be really careful with my temple. I want to be very careful to continue doing the work the Lord has called us to do. And I want to walk with this guy forever. And so I can't do that if I'm feeling crummy.
Yeah.
So,
Well, and as you mentioned, everybody's bodies respond differently to different things. And as we age, it gets so much more difficult.
Yep.
So
it's true.
There's a lot of dynamics that we have to kind of
figure out. Terry's doing this, but he's doing things a little different because his body's different than mine.
Right.
Just like Larry Buckby's body is different than ours. Everybody has to find what works for them. Mm-hmm. Janice says, I need kombucha. I promise you, I do not need that in my life. Thank you, Janice. I love you, but I don't love kombucha.
Well,
hey, good morning, Pastor Judy Sally. She recently bought some fresh makeup, so she's regularly giving her temple a fresh coat of paint.
There you go.
I love it, Judy.
Oh, that's so good.
That's so good.
I know.
Okay, so let's scroll through and see. Lynn says, I've started feeling my body like a car. You fill up before the road trip, not after.
It's true.
Every bit is P-H-Y-N.
Finn.
Yes.
Finn in the room.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He was for a second. I don't know if you saw him in the middle there.
He's laying down behind us, I think, now. He's curled up.
He was right
here.
He's
made himself comfortable.
I saw an ear. Finn is a staple on the Good Morning Show, but Finn also does stupid things like chew through lighting cords. So
there he is.
There's Phineas this morning. He does not like the camera at all.
There we go.
Finn, say good morning. You know what I noticed last night about Phineas? Phineas, we have two chihuahuas. Phineas is our 12-pound. He's not 12 pounds. I picked him up last night to put him on the bed, and he's a very pudgy sausage. He is getting too heavy. And you know, I read this sign at my vet that says, if your dog is obese, then you're not getting enough exercise.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is good. Yeah.
Listen to Pastor Roger says, I buffet my body daily. Yeah.
It's buffet.
I think Paul said it differently, but that's okay.
I think it's open for translation.
Good morning, Warren. Hi, Warren. It's so good to
see
you from Kingsville, Missouri. We love you. And Carolyn, bless you guys. Don says, yes, fuel for the body and self-control. You become aware of the conversation in your head when you're getting healthy. We really can't come up with excuses and talk ourselves out of getting healthy. We are all different. Don't compare your journey. Amen. It's like a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
We cannot compare. Comparison is a demonic spirit that robs us of joy and absolutely brings toxicity to our thinking.
You know, and you know, we always use that in a spiritual context, but I'm thinking about this in this avenue right here, this venue, if you want to use the correct word, is when I'm comparing my results and your results, and I'm like, why can't I get the kind of results you're getting? And I'm just like, well, I just will go back to eating candy bars. No, that's not what we're saying.
No.
It's everybody has different, but it's great, great advice. Don't compare your journey.
We got it. Yeah, we got it. We've got to get rid of comparison in every aspect of our life and encourage one another. Terry and I are trying to encourage each other for what works for each of us.
Yeah.
And that means that we don't eat the same thing at mealtime. The point is that we are trying to have mealtime together, which we always have before. But I've noticed since we're kind of on different schedules, like yesterday, we did not share a meal together. But that was just because somebody needed a great big nap. And so that's what she got. She just napped big time yesterday. But that's okay. We'll get back on track today. Dee says she starts her morning first thing with coconut milk and then she goes to coffee, and that's helped her tremendously.
Yeah.
I have been drinking water before I get, so I'll reach for, while my coffee is making, I'll get an ice water, and then I sit down at my desk with the word coffee and water, drinking water before coffee and then intermixed with my coffee. I'm just really trying to get plenty of hydration. Then in the afternoon, I sometimes still do an iced coffee, but often now I'm just doing my Element and 32 ounces of water. And so I haven't been doing a lot of coffee, and it's not a sad thing. I do it in the morning still, but I'm finding out that I know I need more water. So I'm just doing better by hydrating and, again, taking care of my temple. Roger said that I buffet my body daily is the Good News translation. I used to have Good News Bible. I loved
good
it.
News translation.
I loved it. That's good.
Yeah.
Lynn feels personally attacked by my vet. Well, let me tell you, I read that sign and I was convicted. The sign, if you weren't on a minute ago, the sign in our vet's office says, if your dog is obese, then you're not getting enough exercise.
and that's the truth.
And Phineas is looking like a plump little sausage, so we need to go for a walk.
Dog.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, you guys have tuned into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. We're so glad to see you on this day after Palm Sunday, Passion Week Monday. That's it. Easter is on the way. Resurrection Sunday is right before us. We got to go through Maundy Thursday and Good Friday and Silent Saturday to get to Resurrection Sunday. But you guys, it's coming. It's almost here. I love this week. Terry and I have had, can I go to this? Is it time?
Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm just talking about Passion Week.
Oh, okay.
I really want to focus on this. Terry and I have had, through our years of ministry, we've been in ministry 13 years full time, 10 and a half on the road. And we have had through the years opportunities to do full Passion Week services where we start at Palm Sunday and we end at Resurrection Sunday. And every day in between, we have done something to commemorate, remember, and remind and encourage each other in the fellowship of what was happening Passion Week. This is such an exciting time. This is our high holiday, believers, Christians, for those of you in the faith of Jesus Christ, this is our high holiday. This is when we remember the greatest sacrifice ever made. That's the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This is the work that Jesus did that saves us from death, hell, and the grave. This is the work that Jesus did that makes us more than overcomers. We cannot afford to forget 1 year, one day, and we celebrate this every day, but we can't afford to forget 1 day how important it is, the work that Jesus did 2,000 years ago this week. And so we're going to talk about that when it comes time for the word. I just want to remind you that this is our time. This is our time to celebrate. And I'm so excited to be a believer of Jesus Christ, a daughter of the living King, to be able to celebrate his work, his sacrifice for us.
That's cool. Dawn says she's excited about Passion Week. And Rachel says that it's also her favorite week of the year. And you know,
I know. I wish we had a palm emoji as well. you guys, it's good. Yeah. It's good. So you might have an agenda today.
Well, no, I'm just kind of rolling with what's going on here. I've got a little tiny bit of a news you can use article kind of thing. It's not really a big announcement or anything. It's just kind of something I wanted to share that's positive and encouraging. Actually, let's just do that real quick. We don't have to do the regular introduction because our news now, because news you can use is just something you can talk about around the water cooler. Do we have those anymore?
I don't know.
You say water cooler to a kid and they're like,
what's that?
Does it make it cold in the house? What's that? We had a water cooler in our parents' house. Anyway, just stuff you could talk about around work or online or whatever, because, you know, there's all kinds of stuff out there that could really bring you down. But I thought it was really cool because there's this thing that was put out about, let's see, where is it? Chick-fil-A. Everybody loves, who loves Jesus chicken,
it's
right?
It's Jesus chicken. Well,
Chick-fil-A, always known for doing good things. The CEO awards an employee a $25,000 scholarship to Regent University.
Amen.
And I thought this is really cool because, you know, they're believing in people who are making a difference in the community and in the world. And so on Tuesday, the Chick-fil-A CEO, Andrew Cathy, surprised Peyton Edwards, who serves as the director of a restaurant in Virginia after starting out as a team member 8 years ago. And a $25,000, they call it the True Inspiration Scholarship. And it makes the restaurant's 100th scholarship recipient. So Chick-fil-A has given away 100 of these scholarships so far. And then they say, though, that they are also wanting to be able to do so many more. 14 of its team members nationwide this year, they want to give this employee scholarship to. They want to be able to award that to 14 more for the rest of the year. And they just had something to say about Peyton. They said she's a remarkable person and a beloved member of our Chick-fil-A family. Together, our leadership team felt her qualities were the kind that our national office needed to be aware of. And she works with the most giving heart. That kind of a person is bound to achieve success, and they're just thrilled to be a part of it. So they awarded $25,000 to continue with her education.
Amen.
And so and I think she's planning on doing something, maybe working at the headquarters or even just still there at the store. I know they'd be glad to have somebody like that in the offices as well. So Amen. There's something you can talk about. Chick-fil-A, when you're out having your chicken sandwich and you can just say, you know what, I heard they're just a great company. Also, paying it forward into the lives of their employees.
We had a great conversation after service yesterday morning at inevitably turned to food. I don't know how that happened. And we were talking about the best cheeseburgers in Louisville, and we ended up talking about the best chicken in Kentucky, because everyone thinks that Kentucky Fried Chicken that originated in Kentucky, Corbin, is the best chicken in Kentucky. And there is so many wonderful, it is good chicken, but there's better chicken. That's how good the chicken is in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So then we started talking about good chicken, and I believe it was Wade that's like, well, you know, in all this conversation for our local chicken places, we cannot overlook the best chicken and biscuits, which is Chick-fil-A. That's what Wade said. And I was like, I'm going to have to amen that. It's holy chicken.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's chicken. Good. That's good. Well, we're talking about Passion Week, so we might as well use this as a good little segue for our word for the day.
Yeah, I'd love to share.
That's where we're headed today.
Yeah, I'd love to share. Each day of the week held something important that Jesus did. Everything Jesus did was important, but this week specifically, when we start with Palm Sunday, which many of you, I hope all of you were in church yesterday, and I hope that it was a Palm Sunday message. I'm going to actually be reading today out of Matthew 12, and I'll just probably go through
12?
Chapter 12? No, Matthew, I'm sorry, 21, 12 through 14. We've talked about this a lot, but I want to give you perspective in the order of Passion Week when this happened. So Jesus came from Jericho to Bethany to Bethphage to begin the Palm Sunday triumphal entrance. And after he entered the city and everybody cheered and shouted Hosanna, which I could preach on that whole thing for an hour, but I won't do that. I want to move to the next item that happened. There are several things that happen on Monday. Sunday evening, Monday, the Palm Sunday entrance did happen on Sunday. It was right after the Sabbath ended. Sabbath in the Jewish Hebrew tradition in the New Testament happened Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. That is Shabbat. That is the Sabbath day of rest. And he celebrated the Sabbath day of rest at Bethany, likely at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And then Sunday morning begins the journey to Bethphage. Bethany is 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, and Bethphage is a suburb on the edge of Jerusalem. And so basically he traveled 2 miles Sunday morning, and then they brought in the donkey's colt that had never been ridden. He came in under the hosannas and the cheers, and all of the things happened. And here is exactly what happened after his triumphal entry. Jesus made his way to the temple. I want to pick up the reading. I'm going to choose to go from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, I want you to know that all four Gospels give a very good indication of what happened during Passion Week. I've been studying all four Gospels, but today I'm going to read out of Matthew's version. This is exactly what he did after his triumphal entry. He made his way to the temple at Jerusalem, and Jesus entered the temple and cast out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. We've talked about this before, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because this is the order of things. This happened after Palm Sunday, after the triumphal entry, before he cursed the fig tree. If you begin reading your Bible at the triumphal entry and then all the way through to the resurrection, that is a week span. So you're going to get the peek into the week, the last week of Jesus' earthly human life and ministry until he was resurrected. Now, in this scripture we see today, Jesus is cleansing his temple. He is cleansing the Father's house. He says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." Why was he doing this? First of all, those that were selling in the temple were selling doves, and they were selling sacrificial animals. For the time of sacrifice for sins was happening in the temple. Many people traveled from far off places to sacrifice and praise the Lord at the temple at Jerusalem, and they weren't able to always bring their sacrificial animals, whether it was a goat or a lamb or a bull or a bird, a dove. They weren't always able to bring them with them from their their home on their journey. And the people in the marketplace realized that they could exploit out-of-town travelers by overselling sacrificial animals. And they were doing this in the temple. They were making the house of prayer a marketplace. They were making the house of prayer a place of business. And Jesus is saying, this is not a place you can exploit anybody. This is my house, my Father's house, and it will be a house of prayer and worship. It will not be a place where we exploit people. This is true today, church. The church building place cannot be a place where we hurt and exploit people. We do not take advantage of people. That is wrong. We are a place for the hospital, for the hurting. We are a place for the broken to come and be healed. We are a place for the lost to come to be found. We are a place for those in bondage and slavery to sin to come to be freed and delivered. We are not a place that exploits people's hurts, broken, woundedness, financial disparity. Come on, we are not a place that calls people to come and give of your money to where you're absolutely broke and we're rich and driving in jet airplanes. Come on, that's not what the church is about. There's so much more here, but I won't really land there. Here's what I want to say. Jesus came in and the first thing he did was overturn the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling the doves. He went in and he went to those that were exploiting people who honored God, and he turned over those tables. We have been in the place where he went into the money changers' coves and overturned. We put our feet on the stone path in the temple that Jesus went and overturned those tables. And I want you to know something. I'm going to land here. There are things in my heart. There are things in your heart that Jesus needs to come into the heart of our temple, the temple of our heart, and overturn. There are wrong ideas that we have. There's things that are defiling us, that are taking advantage of us. There are lies that we've agreed with from the enemy. And it's time we let Jesus come cleanse our temple. It's time we let Jesus come in and overturn. We've been talking about health. We are the temple of the living God. It's time we allow Jesus to come into our temple, our physical life, our mental and emotional life, and our spiritual life, and overturn the things that are defiling us away from the purity of God, the righteousness. There are things that are keeping us from being the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And let me tell you what those things look like. They look like pride. They look like a spirit of comparison. We've talked about that. It looks like a spirit of religion that holds on to wrong ideology and tradition. It looks like a spirit of arrogance and criticism. It looks like a spirit of offense. Come on. How offended are we when someone mistreats us, that we think we have the right to hold a grudge? Those things are keeping us from being the righteousness of Christ Jesus. They are defiling us at the very core of who we are. And Jesus does not want us to be defiled. He does not want us to be deceived. He wants to come in and cleanse those lies, that deception, and overturn the tables of our heart, our mind, and our body. Will you let him overturn tables in your heart today? I want him to come in and overturn every table in my mind and heart that keeps me separated from him. I don't want to be defiled. I want to be holy and pure. I want to be the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And I in myself cannot do that, but he within me can. And I'm asking today for a greater anointing of the Holy Spirit to come, a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit to come, and allow Jesus to overturn all the lies in my life. Show me the areas I've been offended. Show me the areas I've been prideful. Show me the areas I've been unloving, Lord. I repent. Turn over those tables. You want to know what you can do on Monday of Passion Week? You can submit to a holy God, repent, and be humble. Allow him to show you by his Holy Spirit things in your life that are keeping you from being him in the flesh, righteousness of Christ, closer to him. Whatever's defiling you today, he wants to purify only if you'll let him. Only if you'll repent. It's not about me. It's not about the person sitting next to you. It's about you and him, him and you. Will you allow him to cleanse and overturn the tables of defilement in your life today? And the answer for me is yes. Have your way in me, Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, today I need you to walk into the temple. I need you to walk into this temple. I need you to walk into this temple and overturn every table of defilement I've agreed with. Overturn every deception and lie I've agreed with. This Passion Week is not just about remembering what you did, but recognizing what you're doing and allowing you to do it in me. Have your way in me, Jesus. I repent, I humble myself, and I yield and submit to you in every way, that I would not be separated from you whatsoever, that I would not hinder your work through me, that I would not hold on to pride and self-righteousness and defilement in any way. Lord, have your way in me. And Lord, I pray today that those that are under the sound of my voice would do the same thing. I can't humble them for you. They can humble themselves before you and pray this prayer. Lord, have your way. Shine your Holy Spirit light into the corners of our life and flip over every table of defilement, I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. There's your word for the day.
Man, I sure wish you'd get passionate about something.
Like, no shame, dude. No shame.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of amens and preach it. And all the other stuff going on. Monica specifically said, yes, Lord, show me what is not of you in my life.
Perfect prayer. Mm-hmm. What doesn't look like you in me, Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Don says, oh, Jesus, purify my heart, fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit in my life.
Hallelujah.
And there's so much there. Overturn, Lord, yep. Janice says. And Lynn actually said something while you were saying it. She says, so good. Lord, help me discern when I have decided to take a seat at a table that you would flip over.
Good prayer. Hey, Pastor Andrea.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your ordination recommendation. Pastor Andrea, we love you and thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Amen.
We love and honor you so much.
You know, that's such a good word that at this time of the year, you know, usually we don't hear. I mean, we'll hear about it if you're involved in Passion Week messages and stuff. But that's one that usually gets picked and pulled out on its own at another time.
Pick and pull it out a lot because like Dee and I, we are endeavoring to see the work of the Lord in a house of prayer in our churches to become a house of prayer. And we have prayer room. Not just Dee and I, a lot of people do, but in you as well. But we have a heart, and this is the scripture basis for that. When Jesus says, you want to know what my temple, my house should look like? It's a house of prayer. Yeah. And so this is the cornerstone of our calling.
Yeah, absolutely. 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 Let's scroll on and see what else we got here. Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Help me wait, as Dawn says. Help me tarry to be empowered. Help us wait on you, Jesus.
Amen.
He says, no shame. We have to live by that. I, even in the last 7 days, have been told that I probably need to calm down and I need to be quiet and I need to not be so strong.
No.
I don't know about you guys, but what Jesus did for me cannot be contained. I have to be passionate and loud. He has transformed me. I'm not who I used to be because of his work in me and the people around me that are being transformed moment by moment. It's too good to be silent. We can't be ashamed of that. I gotta tell of the good news of what Jesus has done personally and then what he's done for all of us. And his word is so alive and I'm compelled to preach the gospel. And so I can't be ashamed of that. I got to be loud and proud. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, it's like Don says, we live in a world where we're always running. We're busy. We're stressed. We need to wait.
We need to tarry. That's
to
right.
Slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
Slow down, tell we. Hey, Randy. Good to see
you. Good morning, Randy.
Our friend from Canada. We bless you. Dee says, you better not be quiet. You know better, sis. You know better. You too. Hey, can we just pray for Lane right now? I just have a burden. Lane Boyd is Dee and Ricky's son, and he has been deployed. He serves our country. in the military, and he's been deployed right now along with Chloe and Lanny's daughter, Amanda. We have people we pray for regularly who are serving our country for our ability to be free to worship the Lord. Lord, I pray right now for Lane. I pray, Lord, as he's preparing to go where you're sending him, where our country is sending him, that a hedge of protection would be around him, come before him, go behind him, Jesus, be his rear guard, hem him in on every side, Lord. Yeah. I pray that you would keep him. Lord, I pray that you would soften him. Lord, I pray that you would move in him and through him. I pray, Lord, that his testimony would be that I live today to tell the works of the Lord. I pray that everything he does would bring you glory. And Lord, I pray that you would bring peace to his beautiful wife and his wonderful parents and his sister, Rosellen. I pray that this family would live in a place of peace and rest while their boy is being deployed. Thank you, Jesus, that you go where we cannot, that your Holy Spirit puts a presence in the place where our feet cannot go. And so, Lord, we're praying into that. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dawn says, thank you for your prayers for Lane. He's currently traveling. Or Dee said, thank you for your prayers for Lane. He's currently traveling to his assignment and to move on his heart. And Dawn was saying, thank you for your service, military men and women.
Yeah.
You are so appreciated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rachel says, it's hard in pride that makes us hold on to our ways, but his ways are what we need. And I'm so glad I got the reminder to have him turn over my tables. Amen, Rachel. The Lord is so faithful. He's so faithful to help us. You guys, sometimes it hurts a little bit when those tables get overturned, don't it, Terry?
Yeah.
It hurts a little bit. And that's called dying to our flesh, or crucifying our flesh, crucifying self. It hurts a little bit because it means we don't get our way. It means sometimes we don't get what we want so he can have what he wants. Pretty soon after we walk this way long enough, we want what he wants. Right?
Yeah.
But at first, it's kind of hard to put the flesh to death. It hurts because we want our way. And but I'll tell you, if we'll let him overturn those tables, whether it hurts or not, we are going to be so much better for it. We are going to be increased. We are going to be closer to him. We are going to mature, and we're going to be more Christ-like. And that's what the goal is.
I couldn't help but be reminded when you were reading that about what our son did in church a few weeks ago when he flipped over literally flipped the table over in front of the congregation. And I mean, you know, it's shocking when somebody does that, but they'll never forget that moment.
The picture, what a picture, what a visual, right?
Yeah,
of what he wants to do in our hearts and minds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, Chris says, was I up here? Your passion and blessing and encouragement.
Passion is a blessing and encouragement to her.
Amen, Chris. So. Thank you. Thank you. Randy has already had his, well, he's going to have a walk. Then he's going to have his coffee.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Amen.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Pastor Roger says, so proud of our military, ashamed of our government. That's probably a very good statement for the state of things right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a call to prayer, though. You want to see change in our government? You want to see change in the lives of our servicemen and women? Pray. We have an answer. We have an offensive position. It's a position of prayer and intercession.
For sure. For sure.
Lynn reminds us there's no greater love than this, that a man or woman would lay down their life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Dawn says it well. Kill the ego. Just no room for the ego, is there? It's all about Jesus and not about us.
That's right.
Good statement.
Yeah. Wow. Where does the time go?
Oh my goodness, I just realized we've already been on here an hour.
Well, I know, and
how
it goes fast. Well, it goes really fast because we're just so glad to hang out with you guys, and everybody gets to talking, and we have stuff to share, and I mean,
it's been
really
honor.
Good.
Yeah, it's been an honor.
Yeah.
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 So, we love you so much. Jesus loves you so much. Happy Passion Week. I want to be able to squeeze you all on Resurrection Sunday and tell you he lives. So I'll just say it now. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Easter's coming. He lives. He lives. He lives.
That's right.
He's not dead in a grave somewhere. He is resurrected. He's ascended to the right hand of the Father, and Jesus Christ lives to make intercession for you and me. I'm so happy to be able to proclaim that word because he loves you. I love you. Because he cares for you, we care for you. Thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah, Pastor Roger says that Resurrection Sunday is his favorite holiday. I would have to agree with
mine
that.
Mine too.
It's a really good one. So make plans to be in a church somewhere if you're not already leading or in some capacity. Grab your family, get your friends, ask people who maybe don't come to church. The statistics say that there is a large percentage of people who would go to church, even if for the first time, just because someone invited them.
86% of people in the world say that if someone invited them, they would say yes and go to church. Would you invite someone today?
Yeah.
Would you bring someone to Resurrection Sunday that they would meet your Savior Jesus?
Bless you guys. You matter to God. You matter to us. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great week. And you know how to reach out to us through the website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Bless you guys. That's
we
all
love
for now.
You.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, find links to our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.